906.
Absolute philosopher, I was given a gift of a geode of love. A geode of love. This is the absolute philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. I was given a gift of a geode of love. A geode. A middle of stone having a cavity lined with crystals or mineral matter. Have you ever picked up a geode? Have you ever had a geode in your hand? A geode is quite a charming thing to have. The one that I have is a fistful. And the gentleman who gave it to me said it was more like a communication rock. People who had them, the shaman of the early Indian tribes, they would leave a message in the geode, and then whoever followed them would pick up the geode, and they would know where the shaman was and what he was doing, and have the whole story of what was going on. Now, some people say, well, that's kind of silly. That's kind of silly to have this wonderful magical stone be used as a telephone or a notebook to keep notes. You know, it's like an answering machine. But really, when you consider the geode as a crystalline stone with a beautiful design inside, it is more like it is an expression of allness, an expression of the total knowledge of the universe, the total wisdom of the universe, the total beingness. Now, as I spoke to different people about this, they were all telling me what they thought the geode was, and how they thought the geode was for transferring beautiful thoughts to people, how the geode was a crystal that healed people, that when it was held over illnesses or injuries, they would instantly recede and go back and go away and be no more. They said how they would use it to check food, to make sure that the food was pure and not moldy or not in any way tainted, and that they had never found bad food with it. They always found just good food. Well, now, how interesting. The geode is given many lifetimes. It's given many expectations. It's given many purposes. And all of these purposes are 100% correct. Because whatever you or I expect out of anything, whether it's a geode or a drop of sand or whatever it is, that we put on it whatever its purpose and meaning is. So we say that the geode has a purpose of being divine. The geode has a purpose of sharing infinite wisdom. As Jesus would say, at least the Bible said, that the rocks would shout out to proclaim the truth about humanity. The geode is a lovely and a gracious thing that nature has created to surprise man when he cracks it open and sees inside this panorama of beauty and magnificence. But what is it really? It is only what we name it. We name the dollar bill a dollar, and we say that it's worth a dollar. We name a coin a coin. We name a car a car. We name a person a person. We name many, many, many things. And whatever we name it, that's what it is. Well, I was given a gift of a geode of love. And I was told that this geode was used by the shaman not only as a communicator, but it was used as a gift of love and healing. And whomever it was presented to, whoever had it or shared it or enjoyed it, had perfect love. They had perfect healing. They had perfect right action. They had everything in beautiful, perfect way. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Whatever we name it, so it is. Now, that can be just as wonderful as anything else can be. But what do we want to do when we name something and give it our love, give it our attention? We name our child and we call them good and very good. We name our lifestyle. We call it good and very good. We name our home. We name our city. We name our state, our country, our nation. We name all these things. And we name the fruits and grains and vegetables. That was the job in Genesis given to Eve, to name all these things, to Adam and Eve, to name everything. I think Mark Twain is the one who gave it to Eve. But to name everything. What did they name these things? What did the names mean? Well, the names meant something to them, and historically they've come down to mean the name that was given to these objects, to these foods, to these circumstances. This is our home, this is our front yard, this is water, this is air. See, these are all fun things, beautiful things. And these fun and beautiful things are fantastic and joyous. However, what do we name them? Now as I look out upon the vast horizon, I see the fog lifting a little bit, and more clouds are rising, and the distant mountains are little by little beginning to come into view. Little by little, the sun will come through and shine upon our breakfast table. Little by little, these glorious things take place. We name them, as we name the geode, as a gift of love, as we name our home, as a place of sharing and a place of joy, as we name ourselves, as divine. So we are, and so we'll always be. So let's take this privilege we have of naming things and put a name on them that is so beautiful and significant that it's just hard to believe. And if you have a chance, look up the word G-E-O-D-E in the dictionary and see how much space they give to this illustrious stone, created through millions and millions of years and cavities under the ground, where the mineral content flows into it, and then it seals itself up, and it's locked for centuries. And imagine if you were to go on another planet and show it to them. What would they think? Imagine if you were to have people come here who are unfamiliar with geodes, and they would say, "That silly little rock, that looks kind of unusual." And so it is. We do not recognize the great wonders of our life if we will not be imaginative and reach out and figure out just what is going on and how wonderful it is. Think about these things. As an absolute philosopher, the universe is open for our cogitation. The universe is open for our contemplation. The universe is open for our investigation. So let's just have a ball. Enter into it and delight in it, for it is now. I love you, I love you, I love you.